Magandang araw at maligayang buhay po sa mga kapwa ko Pinoy. Welcome po sa ika-isang daan at tatlong yugto ng Usapang Pinoy brought to you by Georgia Asian Times. Si Jane Rowland po ito ang inyong podcaster. Today, we're talking about leadership in a place where most people don't think leadership happens, inside the justice system. And as a Filipino-American leader myself, I'm always fascinated by the stories of people who rise in spaces where the expectations are high and the margin of error is low. Our guest today, Carl Cansino, was appointed as Washington County's Solicitor General on November 10, 2025. He is a seasoned prosecutor, a trial lawyer at the highest levels, and a man who somehow built a legal career and raised four kids, which honestly might be the more difficult job. Here's why I wanted him on the podcast. Solicitor General Cansino is someone who built his leadership not by going around adversity, but by going straight through it. From finding his own law firm to navigate federal and state courts, every chapter of his journey has required courage, clarity, and a deep commitment to community. Pero bago ko pa siya tawagin, narito muna ang ating mga calendar of events for December. Ang unang-una po sa December 13th at 5 p.m., the Filipino-American Association of Columbus, Georgia presents Disney Night Christmas Party sa St. Mark Church, 6795 Whitesville Road, Columbus, Georgia. This is a potluck event, and for more information, please contact the officers listed on the FAAC Georgia FB page. Sa Saturday, December 20 naman po, from 6 o'clock p.m. to 11 p.m., the Filipino-American Association of Northwest Georgia will hold its Christmas party at the American Legion Post 1118 North Glenwood Avenue, Dalton, Georgia, 30721. Sa Friday, December 31 naman po, at 6 p.m., the Phil-Am of Greater Atlanta invites you to the Glitz and Glam New Year's Eve Ball at Atlanta Marriott Northwest, 200 Interstate North Parkway, Atlanta, Georgia, 30339. Please go to atl-philam.org for ticket information. At sa ating pong Usapang Pinoy Facebook page, ipopost ko po doon yung calendar ng Simbang Gabi, yung Aguinaldo Masses, which starts December 15 through December 24th. So watch out for that. So ngayon po ako ay magbabalik upang ihandog sa inyo ang ating bisita. Welcome back mga kababayan. Please help me welcome to Usapang Pinoy, Carl Cansino, Solicitor General of Washington County, Georgia. Welcome Solicitor Cansino. Thank you so much for making the time to talk to us in Usapang Pinoy. It is such an honor and a privilege to be speaking with you.
I'm so glad to be invited, and thank you.
So today, we're unpacking what it looks like to lead with integrity, to grow when the pressure hits, and to serve a community, not just with authority, but with heart. Let's get into it. So my first question is, growing up in Sebring with Filipino parents, which family values or traditions most influence how you lead today?
Well, as you know, Filipino families are very close-knit, and growing up in Sebring, Florida, we had a few Filipino families that we always had around our community. My father is a physician, and so there are a lot of physicians that resided in Sebring. And so a lot of the time we would just all get together and take turns in hosting like the big Filipino parties. And because of that, I got to know a lot of the other Filipinos. Just the close-knit community of the Filipino in Sebring, it really gives me the strong feeling of family, which has carried on into my practice.
That's great. As the new Washington County Solicitor General, what leadership qualities do you hope people, especially young Filipino Americans or small town kids, feel from you right now, right away?
Well, I think one of the most important thing is to know that, you know, anything is possible here in the U.S. When I first started practice, I was working in the DA's office in a small, in a big circuit in Georgia, the Okmulgee Circuit, as an assistant DA. And because Filipinos are not really represented very well as far as the law is concerned, it was a kind of a challenging thing. But as I grew experience in the DA's office, I decided to try to go out into the private practice and then ultimately into become a state prosecutor and now the Solicitor General. But I think that fairness to the community, applying the law, and just basically doing the best job that you possibly can are the most important qualities of really just doing any job, but especially the Solicitor General's job.
That is so true. Across your career from being ADA, and for those who don't know what that is, it's assistant district attorney, from the ADA to running your own firm to serving municipalities, which chapter stretched you the most and what mindset got you through it?
Well, I would have to say that starting in my own practice, you know, starting your own business, going out on your own and just hanging out a sign, advertising your services is a very scary thing to begin with. I remember when I first started, I went to Office Max and bought the cheapest fax machine, the cheapest computer, and just everything was on my credit card. I maxed out my credit card. And it was a scary time at that time, not knowing whether or not I was going to be able to make it in the private practice. Fortunately for me, I had the experience and the, I guess, the ability to turn that experience into successful private practice. So I'm very thankful because, you know, it's hard for a Filipino in a rural community in Georgia to be able to, you know, start a practice on their own and be successful. So for that, I'm very thankful, just the opportunity.
And we are very proud, Solicitor, we are very proud of that because I read your bio and it was very impressive. It is really difficult in small towns and even in a city. It's difficult to start from scratch. And I call that from grit to gold because you went through adversity instead of going around it. And my next question is, every leader hits that moment when quitting looks easier. What was one of your toughest legal challenges and how did you push past it?
Well, my career has had a lot of disappointment. Earlier on, I ran for public office, the state court judge of Baldwin County. At that time, I was living in Milledgeville. I felt like there needed to be a change. The incumbent at that time handedly defeated me, and it really depressed me because I thought at that particular point I ran such a great campaign. Later on, I also ran for a district attorney for the Okmulgee Judicial Circuit and also was defeated. That was during COVID, and if it's difficult to do a campaign, it's more so during COVID, and
right.
I was defeated as well. But I didn't let that stop me. I think I pretty much thought to myself that my career in public office was going to be over, and we actually moved out of the circuit into Washington County. That was in 2020. But then the opportunity came up where there was a vacancy here, and I thought to myself, well, maybe I should apply. And fortunately, I was selected by Governor Kemp to fill that unexpired term, and I'm so very thankful. So everything happens for a reason. Disappointment then can open doors to success in the future.
That is so true. That is so true. Yesterday, I just was doing a talk about resiliency, and I was telling people, or I was delivering the idea that your greatest challenge could be the same thing that's building something inside you to prepare you for your next or for your biggest breakthrough. And this is what I saw happen to you. It's great. That's great. We are so, so honored. Becoming a fellow of the American College of Trial Lawyers is huge. What habits or disciplines help you reach that level, and how can rising leaders build those too?
Well, that induction was a complete shock to me. The vetting process is very long, as I became aware when I was inducted in Nashville, Tennessee. I didn't realize that the vetting process takes years. And what they do is they contact just about everybody that you've been in front of, judges, fellow lawyers, and all that. And based on their criteria, they will invite you to become a fellow. And fortunately, I had that just wonderful opportunity to be one of the fellows and most sought-after lawyers to be able to join this this esteemed group. It was such a shock and such a surprise, and one of the greatest honors in my lifetime, other than having children.
Of course. That puts a smile on my face, and I'm sure in the Filipino community, it's really so great to have you there representing us, because representation matters. I keep telling people that if you don't sit at the table, you will become part of the menu. So thank you for representing us.
No problem. I really, it's not anything that I sought to do, but as a Filipino, I just want to be able to make an impression on younger individuals who come, because, you know, if I can do it, then anybody can do it. Both my sister and I are lawyers. She practices in Cartersville, and so we have the. She's also a former assistant DA. So we both worked hard. Nothing came easy to either of us. We are now both successful practicing attorneys, and so, you know, if you dream it, anything is possible here in the U.S.
That's very true. Another thing that I wanted to ask you when I read your bio is that, how did your literature background at Florida State shape how you understand people, tell stories, and navigate conflict in the courtroom?
Well, I will tell you that I am very fortunate to be accepted into Florida State University. I actually applied to two schools, University of Miami and Florida State University. I didn't get accepted into Miami, but Florida State gave me a chance to matriculate there. I will tell you that being in Tallahassee really shaped me as far as my career is concerned. I originally started out as a business major, but soon, after taking a few classes, I decided that the business was not going to be for me. And having the, I don't know if anybody knows this, but I have a English literature degree from Florida State University, concentration in African American literature. So
Wow. It's
very unusual, because, Asians nor even Filipinos really select that type of major to do as a bachelor's degree. But what it really did was it helped me, first of all, read, which there's a lot of reading involved in becoming a lawyer, and also to be able to understand the strife of people, which helps me in defending individuals charged with criminal defense in my law practice as a criminal defense lawyer. But it also gives me a tempered measure of justice when it comes to dealing with those individuals who I'm prosecuting as well.
That's very true. I didn't tell you, but I used to work for a district attorney's office in Colorado.
Okay.
Yeah, and I am so impressed. I love criminal law. Now, you're serving communities, raising four kids, and leading as Solicitor General. How do you stay grounded, and how do you hope your kids learn from watching you balance service and family?
Well, how do I stay grounded? We make sure that you, for us, I work hard, just like most Filipinos. We work very hard at the jobs that we are given in career. But we also know what is important. the number one thing in the Filipino community is the family connection. I'm fortunate enough to have my parents, both of them still living. They're in their 80s now. And without them and without their wisdom, I wouldn't be here. They taught me how to overcome disappointment. And there was a lot of disappointments in their lives as well. And I observed them. So I think that those things, the close-knit community and the ability to overcome strife would definitely help me in my job here. I've got a lot of work cut out for me here in Washington County to be able to kind of bring the prestige back to the office. And that's what I'm hoping to do.
And you will succeed. I am so sure of that. So with that said, I will let you go, but I want you to give us a final message you want to say to our listeners and your supporters.
Well, sure. I just want to thank you for the opportunity to speak to your listeners. I'm so humbled by the appointment by Governor Kemp. It was a pleasure to meet him in person, and also his wife Marty and everybody else in his staff. And I will endeavor to do my best to represent those individuals here in Washington County and our community. And I look forward to serving as a public servant for the community.
Thank you so much, Solicitor. With that said, I will let you go and hope to meet you in person soon. And please know that we are so, so very proud of you. Thank you again.
Well, thank you so much.
Welcome back, mga tagapakinig. I want to thank Solicitor General Carl Cansino for gracing us with his presence in Usapang Pinoy and for sharing us his story. What I love about SG Solicitor Carl's story is this. Leadership isn't about having an easy path. It's about choosing who you become on the hard ones. Whether you're a Filipino-American trying to find your place, a young attorney questioning your confidence, or a community leader figuring out how to serve more boldly, his journey reminds us that every challenge is actually an invitation. It's an invitation to grow, to step up, and to lead through, not around adversity. Solicitor General Carl Cansino, thank you for showing us what looks like in real time. We appreciate you spending time with us. I hope to meet you in person soon. So sa lahat po ng mga nakikinig, take one idea from today and put it into practice because your leadership matters more than you know. Yun lang po mga kababayan. Hanggang sa muli, paalam muna sa ngayon.